What happens when you live a soul-guided life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. You begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining. You have a soul's path that's been calling you forever, but you may not know how to get there. Each week on Your Soul Guidance, where you make your dreams come true, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversity into adventures. Saskia's life is the living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa, being homeless, traveling to over 45 countries to successfully emigrating her family of seven to America. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to play the biggest game of your life. Now, here is your host, Saskia Roel.
Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Saskia Roel from YourSoulGuidance.com, and you're listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio. So stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience how to say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. This show is all about soul, your soul, how to activate your potential and express your greatest talents and gifts and leap into your biggest dreams. And today I am so honored. We have such an amazing guest, and we're kicking actually off our new show, the first show of the new year, with Dr. DeMartini. And he will talk about the topic that we all want to know more about, awakening your prosperity consciousness and creating wealth. If you've ever wondered why some people seem to have the golden touch, while others only struggle and barely make ends meet, Dr. DeMartini will reveal the differences between those people that prosper and those that don't, the whys, and finally, what you can do about it. Isn't that so exciting to talk about this today? So stay with us for the next hour. Your Soul Guidance with Saskia is live each Thursday on 12 p.m. Pacific, 2 Central and 3 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Today, we're going to speak with Dr. DeMartini, talking about awakening your prosperity consciousness and creating wealth. Can you believe it? It's already 2012. What are your dreams of 2012? To take that first step, make sure you get the 21-day free training I'm offering. It was a core part of my coaching programs. It's free now, the 21-day free training, the roadmap to your dreams, at yoursoulguidance.com. If you want to get that, go to yoursoulguidance.com. But let's now introduce Dr. DeMartini. And there is so much to say, but to give you a little quick bite, Dr. DeMartini is a human behavioral specialist, an educator, and an international authority on maximizing human awareness and potential. His studies span numerous disciplines, and his teachings provide answers and solutions to many of your biggest life questions and challenges. Dr. DeMartini has written over 40 published books, 170 manuscripts, and he has produced over 60 CDs and educational DVDs. As an educator, he constantly travels the globe teaching students from all backgrounds and disciplines the workings of human behavior and how you can activate your potential by understanding the human nature. To date, he has taught his principle and methodology in 60 countries, and he has over millions of corresponding students in most of the countries across the world. There is so much more to say, but I want to introduce him. The last thing I do want to say that he's the founder of the Dr. DeMartini Institute and the originator of the DeMartini Method. He is considered one of the world's leading authorities on human behavior and personal empowerment. Here he is. Let's not wait any longer. Welcome, Dr. DeMartini.
Well, thank you for having me. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, what I ask every guest who comes on this show is, what happens when you have a soul's path that's been calling you forever, and at some point in your life you open that door and you say goodbye to your small self and you say hello to your soul? Can you relate to that? Do you have like an episode where you clearly felt you did that?
Absolutely. I think that's a beautifully stated approach, because many people subordinate to outer influences and let the world on the outside direct them reactively, instead of let the voice and the vision on the inside guide them from the soul. And so when people are truly authentically guided from within, they empower the more expanded space and time horizon individual than the shrunken person, which ends up in the shrink's office when they try to be somebody they're not. So that's a beautiful statement. I think that the most integrated, most ontological and true being that we are, the soul, is the one that is empowered and expansive and truly inspiring and creative and ingenuity. And that's the person that we're here to be. And when we're not living true to that, we create the signs and symptoms as a feedback mechanism in our life to get us to be.
Yeah. I mean, you are such an example, because I've read about you, and I do want to give this to all the listeners, because I think it's so inspiring, and talking about like let the outside world not influence us. When you were seven, your first grade teacher said to you and your parents that you had a learning disability and that you would never read, write, communicate, never amount to anything, not going very far in life. And yet here you are, world's leading authority on human behavior and personal empowerment. I mean, I think that's how did you do that? How did you break out of that?
Well, I listened to my first grade teacher from age 7 to about 17. Mm. And that led me to end up dropping out of school, living on the streets, and eventually nearly dying. And then I came across, shortly after almost dying, I had the opportunity to meet a gentleman named Paul Bragg. And Paul Bragg, which is the founder of a lot of health movement, in fact, Jack Elaine was a student of his, and Henry Kellogg, and many great people from the last century were students of this gentleman. And I had the opportunity to meet him in 1972, one night, as he lectured. And that was the turning point in my life. He believed in me more than I believed in me. And he saw possibilities and believed that we had this incredible power to inside to do something. And he's the one that night changed my life. And ever since that night, I've had a dream to do the same thing, travel the world and do that same thing for other people. So that was a major shift in my life. It was 39 plus, almost 40 years ago.
What did he say to you?
Well, he said, I stepped into this little recreation hall that had 35 young teenage to 20-year-old students in it, a yoga instructor, and this man. He was the guest speaker. And she introduced him, the woman yogi, and he said that we have a body, we have a mind, and we have a soul. The body must be guided by the mind, and the mind must be directed by the soul to maximize our awareness and potential. Mm-hmm. And then we must set goals for ourselves, our family, our community, our city, our state, our nation, our world, and beyond for at least 120 years minimum. And that we have within us a power that surpasses all things around us. And that we have to access that inner core, that inner driving mechanism to maximize who we are. And that power is the immortal within us. And nothing mortal on the outside can interfere with the immortal driver from within if we access it. And he says, and there's no limit on that capacity except the limits we pose on it. And that was a night of just gem after gem after gem of inspirations. And that was the turning point, meeting. I never met anybody like that until then.
That's amazing. I mean, and now you clearly took that on. But where do we lose ourselves? I mean, that beauty that should be taught in every school, and then
I think what happened is basically, in a social structure that has I guess you could say a class where people have different specialties and different needs and different values and different levels of empowerment, it's very common for people to subordinate the people on the outside and then assume that people around them have things that they don't. And when they do, they're too humble to admit what they have inside them. Mm-hmm. And they end up shrinking and injecting the values of others into their lives and questing their own knowing, and they block out their own intuitive knowing, and they start to try to be somebody they're not. And then usually around age 40 or 50, when they hit the midlife area, all of a sudden they go, you know, I've been going on a path that's not me, and it's time for me to wake up and realize what is me. And so I do what I can to help people identify what is truly inspiring and truly valuable to them, the most authentic them, and assist them in waking that up, because it is profound what it's capable of doing. What we're capable of doing when we're authentic is just unbelievable.
Yeah. Do you think it has any relationship with our wealth if we really step into our soul's potential?
Absolutely. I mean, wealth means well-being, whole being. And when we're integrated and authentic, we have our most genuine wealth. I wrote an article for Prestige magazine on genuine wealth, and it talked about how everybody, according to what's really meaningful and most important and most valuable to their lives, always has wealth and expresses wealth in that form. And so whatever is really important to us is our wealth. And if we have a value on family, then our family and our children are our fortunes. You couldn't pay us to get rid of them. They're so valuable to us. And but if our value is spirituality or business or fitness or whatever it is, that's where our wealth is.
Dr. Dimitri, we're almost going to a break, and I would love to expand on you know, what we're talking about, the wealth. But for all of you who are listening, you're listening to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. We have an amazing guest, Dr. DeMartini, who's going to talk about awakening your prosperity consciousness and creating wealth. And we are going deeper in this topic when we come back after the break. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
TalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
How to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to YourSoulGuidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shisei, the healthy chocolate. Shisei is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shisei, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at LifesaverChocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Hello, you're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and today we have the honor to talk with our special guest, Dr. John DeMartini, who just told me he landed this morning from Cape Town in Africa to be here with us. So, amazing. I want to make sure everybody knows how to contact Dr. John DeMartini. Could you give us your information, or if you have an event or a special something coming up?
Well, I'd be glad to. They can find me on my website, which is just drdemartini.com, drdemartini.com, DEMARTINI.com. Or they can go to Facebook. We've got all kind of information on websites, and Facebook keep people busy for the rest of life, I think. That's it. I'm in Houston right this minute. I'm doing a program at Unity Church tonight on achieving goals and awakening immortal legacies. And then tomorrow the next 3 days, I'm doing a program called Master Planning for Life. People from all over are coming in for that. But each day is different. I'm doing one on genetics on Monday. So it depends on the topic and where we are. But if they go to the website, it can give an update on at least the public programs we do. Not all the private ones, but at least public programs.
That's great. Well, we go right in back into our topic. Before the break, we were talking about wealth. And about, you know, how to create wealth or what wealth really is. Can you expand a little more about that?
Yeah, I'd love to. See, everybody lives by a set of priorities, a set of values, things that are most important to least important in their life. And those hierarchy of values or those structure of values dictate their destiny. And it dictates how they see the world, how they make decisions in the world, and what they act upon. And every decision is always based on what they think will give them the greatest advantage over disadvantage, greatest reward over risk. So with that set of values, it impacts. It is the number one thing that determines the financial prosperity of an individual. For instance, if they have a high value on Jimmy Choo shoes, I'm joking a little bit here, and they have a low value on saving and investing money, the second whatever money that they actually acquire from working goes into them, it will immediately be spent according to their values. So what will happen is the second they get money, they'll buy shoes, but they won't save. And so they'll always have, buy immediate gratifying things instead of having long-term vision. And they'll end up having their money goes into depreciables instead of appreciables. And people that never have their money working for them are always going to work their life for money. And the key is to actually have a value on saving and investing and actually building wealth. So the money, when it comes in, is saved first and invested. So it can start working for you, so you can become its master, not its slave. So that you have to value wealth. And so many people, when I ask people, I sometimes stand in front of thousands of people and ask, how many of you want to be wealthy? They all put their hands up. Mm-hmm. I said, how many of you are financially wealthy? And they all put their hands down, most of them. And the reason being is because they have sort of a delusion that they're going to be wealthy somehow without having the values that it takes and without having the strategies that it takes and without taking initiative and action. And so it's very important to really, truly value it. And most people think they do, but they really value what it will bring instead of valuing saving and investing money and having it work for them.
Because why do people, some people struggle and other people prosper? I mean, there's clearly a difference.
Well, you know, I had challenges when I first started in my speaking career. I've been speaking now 40 years almost. And when I first started in my speaking career, I didn't value myself, and I had kind of love donations. And people must not have loved me very much because they didn't want to put anything in my little bowl. And I finally said, you know, minimum love donation, and then finally minimum fee. And once I valued me, the world began to. Until you value you, the world won't. Until you invest in you, the world won't. Until you pay yourself first, the world won't. Because the world on the outside can reflect what's going on in the inside, and your values determine how you are what's going on in the inside. It's not how much money you make that counts. It's how you manage what you make, and the hierarchy of your values dictates how you manage it. So you can make, I know a guy that made $6 million a year but had to borrow money to pay his taxes. And I know another lady that made $2,000 a month and had $400 saved every month. So it's not how much they make, it's how they manage it, and their values are dictating it. And I had to learn to value myself and had to learn how to value money. And the moment I did, my prosperity changed. And from being a person that was getting by every month and just barely scratching by, I'm now a very financially independent person. And it's because I started to have a value shift and a transformation in my perspective about wealth.
How do we shift our worthiness or value? I know you have a beautiful quote I read, like, it's no matter what you've done or not done, you are worthy of love.
Well, that's so true. Many people are sitting there feeling shame and guilt and beating themselves up, thinking they've made a mistake. But the only reason why they think they've made a mistake is because they've somehow subordinated to the people on the outside, injected the values of others, and expected themselves to live in other people's values instead of their own. When in fact their own values made them make the decisions that they did, and they did things according to what was important to them at the time. So if people keep subordinating and shaming themselves, that's the number one thing that Napoleon Hill and Foster Hibbard claimed was the source of stopping people from having wealth, shame and guilt, because it creates a self-minimization of self. So I say that everything you've ever done in your life that you're beating yourself up about, write down what it is and who's affected by it, and write down how it served you and how it served them until you're grateful and realize there's no mistakes ultimately. It's all serving. Because it's never what happens to you, it's how you respond to it. And if you're robbing other people of their accountability, their own experiences, and blaming yourself for things, that's not the answer. It's wise to find out how it served you, how it served others, and go on and appreciate your life. Then the second thing is to actually sit down and write down the benefits of actually doing a business that serves people. You know, it's interesting. People have a fantasy that money's going to just come popping into their life without being of service. But that's not how it works. The people that I know that have money are people that work, and they serve. And they do things that are value to people. So I always say that the people I know, I live on a ship, and there's 19 billionaires that live on this ship with me. And these people all work and have massive companies that have affected people all over the world. And the reason they have wealth is because they've served a vast number of people across the world. So you have to have a value on doing that. So I always tell people to write a couple hundred benefits of actually building a business that serves people. Because it's kind of a fantasy thinking you're going to get money without service. I mean, I serve every day, and so that's why I have money. So you have to actually have a value on grounding yourself and being of service and finding out what people need in the world and caring enough about humanity to go and find a need to fill. And then taking your talents and your inspirations and filling those needs. That's the source of money. Money is an exchange for services rendered. And it's a great vehicle for that. Then you want to write down a benefit of actually building that business and of a benefit of saving money and a benefit of investing money and a benefit of accumulating the money and a benefit of having a cause that inspires you, that you leave a legacy with that money. So it's a contribution back to the world. And if you put the benefits of each of those six things in place, your consciousness will raise the value of money in your life. And the second you do, you'll see opportunities, act on them, and start manifesting prosperity consciousness.
Do you believe we all have like a soul purpose that can serve?
Well, the ancient Greeks said that in the hierarchy of one's values, the highest value was called the telos. And the telos was the end in mind. And the ancient Greek knew it was so important that they made a whole study out of it called teleology, which is a study of meaning and purpose. So everybody has a purpose and the most meaningful thing and what inspires them from within, and that's their highest value. So that's what they value most in their life. And mine is teaching. And yours is getting great messages to the world from the soul, about the soul. And Chris is bringing a message out to the world, if you will, through the medium. So whatever those highest values are, that's our mission. And if we can organize a life of service around that, we just now awaken the most important thing we can do is, Steve Jobs said, doing what you love and loving what you do and getting paid for it. Then your vocation and vacation are the same, and you're not having to schizophrenically divide yourself up between work and getting away from work.
That's so true. I love that. Vocation and vacation are the same.
Yeah. I love what I do. I don't think about it. I do it every day. I mean, I don't feel like I'm working, even though I put in long hours. I don't think about it. I love doing it. I don't know of anything else I'd rather be doing.
No,
what I love
so
doing.
True. I'm going to be speaking on a cruise next week, and I'm like, I have all this time suddenly because I'm a mother of five, and then I'm there. But the only thing, what I look forward is to to start creating more programs to teach and write, and that's the vacation for me. And I was actually smiling, thinking about it.
I did the same thing. I was just on my ship. I just did the same thing. I just worked on new products and programs and book, and I mean, I love it. I love researching, writing, traveling, and teaching.
That's exactly. It's such a joy, but it takes. Do you think it takes courage to step into the, you know, your soul's shoes?
Well, I think, you know, the courage is not so much really a courage for being true to yourself, because that's the most inspiring state you can be in.
Exactly.
The courage is to actually overcome the 7 fears that immobilize people from being authentic. Can I outline those and share those?
Oh, I love that. We have probably 1 minute, but we'll go into that. I'd love to hear that after the break as well. So please start.
Well, I'll just say that I'll do them really quickly. The first fear is the fear of breaking the morals and ethics of some spiritual authority. The second fear is the fear of not being intelligent enough, smart enough, degreed enough. The third fear is the fear of failure. The fourth one is the fear of losing money or not making money. The fifth is the losing the respect of loved ones. The next one is the fear of rejection. The last one is the fear of ill health, death, or disease, or not having the beauty or handsomeness. Those 7 fears block the sunny truth of the heart that's whispering to us and guiding us to intuition to live an inspired life. If we let those fear rule us, we'll live a mediocre life and shrink. But if we break through those fears, we'll live an extraordinary life and expand.
Gosh, that's, I would love after the break if you can repeat that one more time, because I think this is so good for everybody who's listening to hear that one more time. For anyone who wants to connect to Dr. John DeMartini, go to the website drdmartini.com. That is www.drdmartini.com. If you want to know more about soul coaching, living your life through your soul, you can go to yoursoulguidance.com and you can get the 21-day free training to get started. Stay tuned. We will be right back after the break.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, and disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how good does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer cells, reduce blood pressure and inflammation, and even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability. but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in and listen to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer share how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine Vitamin D, shedding light on a worldwide health crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com. That's PowerfulD.com.
Hi, everyone. You're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. We're talking with our special guest today, Dr. John DeMartini. But first, I want to ask you, is your soul talking to you yet? If you want to like to open the door to your soul and shine your full potential and begin to live that life you secretly dream about, go to www.yoursoulguidance.com. And check in about soul reading, soul guidance reading, soul coaching. Get your free training. If you want to know more about Dr. John DeMartini, go to www.drdmartini.com. And I want to go a little further and again here and one more time the seven steps, because I think they're so, or the seven keys you mentioned just before the break, Dr. DeMartini. Could you mention them one more time, because I think for everybody.
Certainly. Well, you said I had about a minute, so I had to go through quickly, but I'll do it a little slower this time. Well, the first one, so many people, well, first let me step back and say that any area of our life that we do not empower, we will automatically be overpowered in. And so we're never victims of being over-empowerment. We're simply not empowered. And so there are seven primary areas that we can empower. And our journey is to do that. And these seven areas are our spiritual quest, our mind development, our career, our finances, our family, our social leadership, and our physical health and well-being. Now, some people have divided these areas of life into 6 and 8 and 10, but I use the seven. But these seven areas are also the seven powers: the power of a spiritual mission, the power of mental genius, the power of great achievement, the power of great fortune, the power of love and intimacy, the human quest for social power and leadership, and the human quest for physical health and well-being. And these seven areas, if we awaken them and empower those, that's what we end up with. But they can also be the seven fears that block us. And those seven fears are the fear of breaking the morals and ethics of some spiritual authority. What that means is that we're not honoring our own soul, and we're subordinating and minimizing what its whispering intuition and inspirations are guiding us to do. And we're listening, and we're feeling too humble to admit what we have in the world is great. So what we do is we subordinate to people on the outside, sometimes religious leaders, sometimes spiritual gurus, and we let them dictate our destiny instead of our own self. Only to eventually realize that that's going to erode us, because if we don't listen to within and we only listen to without, we eventually get turmoiled and break down, and those feedback mechanisms are guiding us to be authentic. So we're not here to subordinate to people on the outside. We're not here to sit in the shadows of anyone. We're here to stand on the shoulders of giants. So that was the first fear. The second fear is the fear of not being intelligent enough, creative enough, imaginative enough, degreed enough, knowledgeable enough. And this, again, is a subordination to somebody we think has more intelligence. But the truth is that we all have intelligence, and great intelligence, but it may not be in the same areas. So we'll think, well, they've got intelligence in this area, and I don't, so therefore they're more intelligent. They're not more intelligent. They don't know about your life. They don't have a PhD in your own life. But you're not honoring your own life, so you're thinking their form of intelligence is better than your form. When you do, you subordinate, and then compare yourself to others, and then doubt your own knowing. And this holds you back from taking action and being courageous enough to live authentically, intellectually. The third one is the fear of failure. But the only time we ever feel that is when we're around people we think have more achievements than us. And we're not recognizing ours and having reflective awareness. We're disowning what we have and what we've achieved and not recognizing it, documenting it, and showing to ourselves what we have achieved. And we minimize, and we inject their expectations in our life and try to live according to others and end up working for other people out of security instead of shining out of extraordinary entrepreneurship. And the next fear is the fear of losing money or not making money. And this is basically the prosperity destroyer here. Because now we're, instead of, we're comparing ourselves to people we think have more wealth than us. Instead of realizing the form of our wealth is always in our values. And if we're totally dedicated to children, our wealth may be in beautiful children that we have. If we're dedicated to physical fitness or yoga or something, then we have great bodies and great health regimes going. And but unless we value money, cash wealth, and start to invest and understand the laws of economics, we're going to have wealth in another form, but not in the form that we're subordinating to. So we have to realize that we have our wealth always in our own values and not subordinate to somebody else's and expect it to be in some form that's not matching our values. The next fear is the fear of losing loved ones or the respect of loved ones. And this I've seen over and over again. People are afraid to upset their parents or upset their loved ones or fear of losing their wife or husband. And they basically immobilize themselves and stop what's really important to them for fear of being rejected and lost from those people. And this keeps them from being authentic. I see this when people first get into relationships. They put on facades instead of be themselves. And then they have to spend their life trying to be themselves in the relationship. Yeah. The next fear is the fear of not having, you know, feeling rejection from people and not having power socially. But this is only, the only time people's opinions on the outside of you matter more than your own is when you've given them power of their opinion over your own. So if you value your own opinion, then it doesn't matter what people say. I get people on blogs that like me and dislike me, but I can't let either of those distract me from what's true for me. And the last one is the fear of not having the health or the vitality or the beauty or the handsomeness or the body. And that's because we're comparing ourselves to somebody else. But as you know, there's a lady, I think her name is Amy Purdy, who basically has had her, for meningitis, had two of her legs removed. And yet she's out there doing inspiring things and got a gold medal. So it's not that the physical body is not in the way, it's on the way. There's no obstructions, there's instructions. And so a person can let any of those seven fears stop them from living an extraordinary life.
Right. I saw her speech, Amy Purdy, and I thought it was, you know, she lost her both legs, I think, from knee down, and she's so inspiring. And I mean, it has enabled her to, I think, have a phenomenal career of service, which she's doing now.
It's interesting. I got a letter from a lady named Lillian. She's in Australia. She's got a book out called The Master. Anyway, she sent me an email. She says she contacted Amy, and she says, you need to go and meet Dr. DeMartini. And she says, you're not going to believe this. What synchronicity? I'm reading a book right now. So she's obviously, we're all connected in this synchronous small world, if you will. So we're all on the same journey of studying our soul's message and living authentically.
Isn't that amazing? Because I just sent her an email 2 days ago.
Well, we're all synchronous, see? That's the beauty of it.
The more
you're authentic you are, the more synchronicity you see.
Isn't that amazing that we get in the flow? How come if we are in our true self that life flows so well?
Well, I always say that when you're living according to your highest values, which is your true self, the ontological being that you are, the soul, if you will, when we're living true to ourselves, we are willing to embrace both the positives and negatives, the pains, the pleasures, both sides equally. And we see things as instructive, not obstructive. We see things on the way, not in the way. And we become masters of our destiny, not victims of our history. But if we're not living authentically and we subordinate and we try to be somebody we're not, we're designed to run into the resistance to try to get us back to being truly who we are. We're designed to have all the symptoms and signs in our life, which are feedback mechanisms, so we can be true. So the world is actually working on our behalf, ultimately to try to help us become soulful.
Yeah. Well, something else I came across when, you know, I was, you know, diving a little deeper into your work is that you, when you were 18, you read the book from William Leibniz, Discourse of Metaphysics, where he talks about the divine perfection, love, and order, and like where he said that very few people ever came to experience this highly ordered awareness, but that it changed their lives forever. What did that do for you?
Well, I sat on the floor in my parents' house when I read that book. I read Theodicy, Monadology, and the Discourse of Metaphysics by Leibniz, and also read his work on his contribution to the calculus and mathematics. And when I was reading that, and I saw in the first chapter he was talking about what he called divine perfection, divine beauty, divine order, I went immediately, I got tears in my eyes. And I said, somehow I know that there's some wisdom in this, and there's somehow an intuition about it. And I just know that somehow I want to dedicate my life to knowing what this is, the hidden order, the order sitting in the random chaos, if you will. And so I went out and I started looking at the mathematicians and studying all the mathematicians I could get my hand on and what is beauty. And I came upon the Greeks, and they said that there's symmetry, proportion, and order. And then I thought in theological constructs that if divinity was omnipresent, that means that there must be symmetry, proportion, and order in all things. So I went on a quest to try to find the hidden order in things that I see. And that led me to studying perceptions and brain function to try to figure out how do we perceive and what influences our perceptions. But I really believe, and what I created a method called the DeMartini Method, and the purpose of it is designed to help people uncover that hidden order so they can actually say thank you and feel that there's grace in life instead of sitting there and being frustrated by the so-called chaos that isn't actually existing but appears to exist.
Mm. What is the hardest part of our human nature?
I think that the not having reflective awareness. I always say that whatever we see in people around us, we must find within us. I went through the Oxford Dictionary, and I went through 4,628 traits and circled every trait in the dictionary that I saw in a human being. And then I asked myself, who do I know that's the most extreme example of this trait? And then I asked, where do I have that trait as much as I see in the most extreme example? And to my surprise, I discovered that I had every one of those traits. So no matter what anybody said about me, it was true, even though it may not be in the form that they said. And when I did, I realized, as Plato said, that all learning is recollection. It's recollecting the realization of that we have everything. And that Schopenhauer says that we become our true selves to the degree that we make everyone and everything else ourselves. When I realized that, I realized that if I can identify whatever I see in people around me, within me, I've just liberated myself from the bondage of dissociation from people and embraced them as one with myself. And this allowed me to live by the soul more so than the senses. Because our senses can be fooled by the biases of our evaluations, but the soul guides us unconditionally to the truth of love.
Mm, that's beautiful. Well, I'm so truly believe. I mean, the soul guidance. I mean, looking at my own life, where we've given up with a family of seven, like on the spur of the moment, our house, our jobs, our businesses in Holland, and just came to America because it was a soul guided decision. And people say, you must have had a lot of courage. And I said, you know what? That was one of those decisions. I had not an ounce of fear. We didn't bring money. We had five kids who didn't speak a word of English, but it was so soul guided. I mean, it was so true. Like that's what life's about, and it was absolutely in the flow. And yeah, I can totally agree with what you're saying. But we're heading to a break. Stay tuned, everybody. We have a great guest, Dr. John DeMartini, who will talk more about your prosperity conscious after the break.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Gladrags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Gladrags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at LifesaverChocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Hello, you're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. Today we are talking with our special guest, Dr. DeMartini, about awakening your prosperity consciousness and creating wealth. And for everybody who wants to connect to Dr. DeMartini, can you give your website and maybe if there is an event or something special you're promoting?
Well, I'm just, the website is drdemartini.com, drdemartini.com. DeMartini is DEMARTINI.com. My name is John, so they can look that up. On the website is a list of all kind of things, radio shows, television shows, media, talks I'm doing, books and products. I mean, there's all kind of things. You could spend a whole life on there, I think. And there's also Facebook, just my name, Facebook. And we have inspirational messages and all kinds of videos and things on there each day for people. But I'm doing programs tonight. I'm speaking at Unity Church in Houston, Texas, on achieving goals and leaving immortal legacies. And then tomorrow I'm starting Master Planning for Life, which is a three-day experience. We have people from all over the world coming for that. And then I have a program Monday on genetics, and each day is different next week. But so if they go to the website, they can get a sense for some of the programs we do and some of all the things we're doing around the world.
Thank you so much. Well, I want to ask you this for what is it, what is like a really great step for people to take to change their prosperity mindset?
Well, the first thing I tell people to do is to first identify what is valuable, because many people have the kind of a delusion about what they have as a values in their life. I have on my website, if they go to the website, and they look under value determination on the menu, there's a four-page summary of exactly how to determine what is truly important to you, because whatever it is that's highest will be the direction of your mission and soul. So it's a great little tool on helping to do it, and it's not based on what you think it is. It's based on what your life demonstrates it is, and it's really quite it's a new twist on it. It's really an eye-opener. But I would encourage people to do that, because that, knowing what's really valuable to them so they can organize their life accordingly. Because whenever you set your life according to the ABCs, the highest priorities, you grow in self-worth. And whenever you don't, the XYZs, you lower self-worth. So identifying what's valuable, setting goals accordingly, delegating lower priority things, getting on to higher priority things, organizing your life and filling your day with things that inspire you instead of things that don't. That's Parkinson's Law. Parkinson's Law states that if you don't fill your day with things that inspire you, it will automatically fill with things that don't. So you have to go and fill your day, because nobody's going to get up in the morning and dedicate their lives to you. You have to do it. So you have to organize it that way. And then whatever you do that's a service, take a portion of whatever you do and save it. When you start to save money, when you start to manage money wisely, you start to attract more money to manage. And when you start to invest it wisely, you attract more money to invest. Because money automatically circulates in the economy from those who value it least and manage it poorly to those who value it most and manage it wisely. It automatically circulates. So once you start doing that, you start attracting bigger opportunities to make more income, to be able to serve more people.
Do you think sometimes you hear like money is a metaphor of dot, dot, dots? Do you believe that?
Well, it's got many different metaphors. It depends on the, I'd have to see what the metaphor is. But I do believe that when you look at the origin of money, many people associate pain or pleasure or positive, negative, or good or evil, but that's unwise. Money is neutral. It is neither good nor evil. It has no connotation whatsoever. It's just simply a means of exchanging one person's values for another person's values. That's a main a way of having fair exchange in the trade system of society. And it's there to deal with the differences in classes and difference in values in the marketplace for people's services. And once you understand what its purpose is, then it's not a connotation of morals and ethics of good or bad. If somebody does something with money that you like that matches your values, you tend to label it good. But people who understand wealth don't put good and bad on money. They see it for what it is. It's a way of exchanging one person's service for another person's service. That's it. And once you do, and you neutralize your perception of it, you don't see it as good or bad, and you realize that the way to grow it is to make sure you're serving people. And if you dedicate your life humanitarianly to go and make a vast contribution of service across the world, then there's nothing stopping you from having a vast reward financially.
Yeah, yeah. And where does gratitude come in, Dr. DeMartini?
Well, I think gratitude is the... I wrote a book called How to Make One Hell of a Profit and Still Get to Heaven. And I believe that heaven is gratitude and hell is ingratitude. And so I believe that if you're grateful for what you are able to do for others and grateful for the rewards of doing it, you've got, in a sense, the heavenly state. And so I think gratitude is the key that opens up the gateway of the heart, and inside the heart is love, and out comes love, which is the light of the soul, and it automatically transforms opportunity in front of you. So I think gratitude. I have the largest collection of gratitudes of anybody I know on earth. There may be somebody out there. I haven't met him yet. I have a vast, literally 1,037-page document, 10-point, barely one-inch margins of nothing but gratitudes that I keep every day. And I've been doing that for years. And I keep it ongoing.
What do you do?
Pardon me?
I mean, can you explain that again? What do you do with that? You write that
every
down?
Night, and sometimes during the day, but every night I document. You'll be on there tonight. The show will be on there. I document whatever I was able to do, whatever I had the opportunity to experience, whether it was intended or non-intended, it doesn't matter. Whatever I was able to experience, whatever I got to learn, I write down what I'm grateful for. And I write it down this way. I said, I had the opportunity to learn this, the opportunity to talk to this person, had the opportunity to do this show, had the opportunity to have this experience or this challenge. Whatever it is that I was experiencing that day, I documented it as a gratitude journal every day.
Mm.
And it's a vast list. When people read it, they get tears in their eyes. It's a very inspiring list.
Yeah, I believe it's the most beautiful thing to do. I once hosted a call for a year every morning for half an hour. Everybody expressed their gratitude, and I mean, it was amazing. I once expressed gratitude to a plant that was turned completely with its face the other direction, and the next morning I came back, that plant that was blooming had completely turned around. I mean, there was, to me, like a miracle when I saw that.
Yeah, it's amazing what we have, the influence we have on things around us. But I was born on Thanksgiving Day.
No.
I think I was destined to be grateful.
You are. Well, we have about a minute to go, and I want to ask, is there anything you want to give to the listeners or say, you know, these are my inspiral tips for today?
Well, I would say that no matter what you've done or not done, you're worthy of love, like we started. And I would say start documenting what you do accomplish and what you do fulfill in your life, so you can see that growing. Because when you're grateful for what you got, you get more to be grateful for. And then I would basically go through them that and go on my website and see the value determination and determine what's really important to you. And start targeting your actions into things that are really inspiring to you instead of keep doing desperate things. And see if you can't delegate things that are lower in priority to other people. You'll grow if you do. And then basically go out and know that the greater the service you provide the world, the greater the rewards you want in life. Find a way of doing whatever talent, service you have, get it out and serve people. Just dedicate your life to doing something vast. We're not here to shrink, we're here to shine. We're not here to sit there and talk about how things aren't working, we're here to talk about what we can do and go make a difference. And I think that's the wisest thing I can say. And just know that no matter what you've experienced, it's on the way, not in the way. And if you perceive it that way, If you can say, it's the quality of your life. The quality of life is based on the quality of the questions you ask. If you ask questions to say, how is this helping me fulfill my mission on earth, you'll go farther than if you don't.
That is so beautiful. Well, you have so much wisdom to share for everybody who wants to connect to me. Can you connect to you, can you tell your website one more time?
It's just drdemartini.com. Just Dr. DeMartini. I think if you typed in DeMartini, D-E-M-A-R-T-I-N-I, sooner or later you'll come to me on my homepage.
Wow, that's so beautiful. I'm sure everybody is so inspired. And I want to tell everybody, please, you know, trust that voice of your soul. It will bring you to your destiny. If you're sitting here today and you're thinking, you know, I've always wanted to write that book or birth that baby, find my soulmate or change my career or move to Italy or travel all over the world. But who am I kidding? You are not kidding anyone. This is your soul calling you. Where do you need courage to move forward to? If you want to go to yoursoulguidance.com, I have a beautiful 21-day roadmap to your dreams. That's the heart of what I do, and every day I get emails from people who are opening the door to their soul, not holding back anymore. I want to thank my special guest, Dr. DeMartini, today for sharing such great information, and I want to thank all of you for tuning into Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. I had a wonderful time. Join me next Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 Central, and 12 Pacific. Next week, I have a show together with Pat Hastings about the down and dirty, about stepping out in faith. We have a great week, and thank you so much, Dr. DeMartini.
You've been listening to Your Soul Guidance, where you make dreams come true. Tune in each Thursday at noon Pacific Time, 3 Eastern Time, to discover what happens when you live a soul-guided life. Begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Roel. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams, and to play the biggest game of your life. For more information or to schedule your soul guidance session with Saskia, visit yoursoulguidance.com.
Listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.